federal government is cutting the number of departments next year from 18 to 14. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's not about cost cutting, but about improving services.
Having fewer departments will allow us to bust bureaucratic congestion, improve decision making, and ultimately deliver better services for the Australian people.
Under the changes, the Education Department will merge with the Department of Employment, while Agriculture and Environment will be brought together. The Department of Industry, Innovation and Science will merge with Energy. The number of cabinet ministers will not change, but five heads of departments will lose their jobs. And Mr Morrison says any decisions on other jobs would be a matter for departmental secretaries. Melissa Donnelly is the National Secretary of the Community and Public Sector Union. It's known as the CPSU. And she joins me now. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The Prime Minister flagged significant changes to the public service following the election. Are you surprised by the scale and the scope of this?
These are very significant and wide-reaching changes in terms of the structure of the public sector, but our concern continues to be that the Prime Minister is not dealing with the real problems that are affecting the public sector. We've had 19,000 jobs go in the public sector since the coalition came to power. We have a staffing cap, which means that agencies aren't able to employ the public servants they need, and there are a whole range of budget cuts. And the announcement today from the Prime Minister in changing departments and changing their structures doesn't deal with any of that.
Scott Morrison says it's the job of elected politicians to run the government, not the job of public servants and the public service. What do you make of those comments?
Well, the Prime Minister talks about respect for the public service and the job it does, and but sometimes the actions of both the government and the Prime Minister don't necessarily reflect that. These are very significant changes that have been dropped, including, it would seem, on departmental secretaries without much notice. And if the Prime Minister wants to respect the work of the public sector and wants to ensure that the public sector is doing a good job and providing the services that the community expect and desire, then he needs to address the staffing cuts and the staffing cap.
You say these changes will not improve services to the public. What's your evidence for that? Why don't you think these changes are effective or could actually help deliver services better?
What we're seeing today in terms of the services that the community receive, we're seeing 48 million calls unanswered in a year by Centrelink. We're seeing delays in a whole range of areas, processing pensions, a whole range of areas that touch the community. And that's not even getting to sort of the important public sector policy and science work that's undertaken in the public sector. So we're already seeing the impact of the cuts that have already been made and the staffing cap that is already in place. And what the Prime Minister today has announced is changes to the department which create uncertainty for public sector workers, which require significant transition plans to implement. And there's always a risk with the scale of these changes that that's a difficult process. And that is the experience in the Department of Home Affairs, which is the super department they have previously they've previously implemented.
The Prime Minister says this is not about cost cutting. Do you believe the government that there won't be additional job losses? You talk about the efficiency dividend that's already there, but additional job losses as a result of these changes?
Well, the Prime Minister was very clear today this is not about cost cutting. So the CPSU will be holding agencies and government to account on that. We are always nervous, though, when there are significant changes about what that means both at the frontline worker level and in terms of policy work and the important work done by public servants in that space. So we will hold the government and the Prime Minister to account on what he said, but their record so far speaks for them for itself, with nearly 19,000 jobs cut since 2013.
Just finally, do you accept that there are efficiencies to be found?
The public sector has been through the efficiency dividend you mentioned and other budget cuts, through significant cost-cutting exercises. There are opportunities for collaboration between different arms of government, absolutely. But the code for efficiencies is cuts in the public sector, and there is absolutely no more room for cuts. We've already had significant job cuts and budget cuts under this government, and it is really being felt by the community on the front line.
Melissa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Melissa Donnelly is the National Secretary of the Community and Public Sector Union. And this is RN Drive.